With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with comedian Charlie Lewin.
Hello, hello. How are you going, my friend?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's
loving
good.
Life.
How's the decompress from the comedy festival going? That's all wrapping up now. Everyone's less crazy than they were a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a weird time. I also got COVID in the middle of the comedy festival. Yeah, so I can't tell what's like adrenaline and what's like post-viral damage to my body. But, you know, I'm hanging on.
Yeah, great. How's Bonnie?
She's good. She recently survived a Panadol scare where she got in it. Yep.
My dog Hopkins survived a Nurofen scare.
Yeah, we were trading some war stories for a while there.
Although that was like one in a long list of attempts on her own life that my dog had.
They get a taste.
Trigger warning, I think, for other dogs listening around rope toys. Just take it easy. She ate a whole blister pack of Nurofen. How many did Bonnie?
Thankfully, I think she only got at most half a packet.
Half a pack.
But she seemed to kind of crunch them up.
You'd been putting them back. So you're already halfway through the blister pack.
I had my share as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like we need to start like a sort of like Addicts Anonymous for our dogs, you know, at this point. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Seems to be a trend.
Yep. Take them to a park. Just show them that running is also fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Just don't eat it. Well, the annoying thing as well is when she came back from her like 2-night stay in emergency, you know, she was on the drip and the whole thing.
Mm.
The vet gave us these like pills, like liver supplement stuff to help her.
Yep.
And she wouldn't eat them. It's like, oh, so you draw the line here.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Well, it's not sugar-coated.
That's
the problem. Anyway, should we do a quiz?
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, you have a brains trust here. It's our two dogs. No. We have a brains trust to assist you today. I'm not sure how much better than our two dogs the brains trust actually is, quietly, because first of all, we have with us today, it's a big hello to Sherlock Holmes 2000.
Very intriguing to make your acquaintance, Callum.
Thank you very much for being here, Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes 2000, is that right? So are you related to the Sherlock Holmes that we all know?
Correct, Callum. I am the reincarnation of Sherlock Holmes and also a trained sexual educator.
Trained sexual educator.
Correct.
So self-trained. What did you go to? Self-trained, is it?
Correct. The internet, which is a thing that is existing.
Yep.
In
the year
this
2000.
Year.
Yeah. We're actually a bit further on from 2000 now.
Correct. Although I am not a child, Callum.
No. No, but we are. It's 2022.
Yes. Although I do feel like sexual education has plateaued from 2000. So
it was a real hot topic there for a bit.
Yeah.
Now we just have movies about that time.
Yeah.
Like sex education and stuff.
A mystery for another day, Callum.
Yeah, well, you do love a mystery, don't you?
Correct, Callum.
Mm.
And today will be my greatest mystery of all, Callum Wheatie's Quiz Podcast.
Yes. Well, we have 10 mysteries here today that we're going to try and get through that you've said you'll help us with. Yep. Okay, great. So Sherlock Holmes 2000 is here, Charlie.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Sherlock Holmes 2000.
And you, my friend.
Well, we also have here today a psychic from California who's just opened up her marriage. Let's speak hello to Rebecca Merkin.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me in your space today. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, the Merkin family, you are renowned in California.
We are. Thank you so much for saying that. You have such a warm energy about you. Yes, my family, we have been in the tabloids, and I like to think that we have been giving back.
Yeah.
You know, my father, he invented the Merkin, but I've decided to go down my own path, my own spiritual path.
Because you're always in the tabloids. No one's taking photos of you, but you're always in the background, aren't you? You're always like sort of following famous people around LA.
Absolutely. A lot of people. Thank you so much for having me here. You've got a beautiful energy too. A lot of celebrities, they have a lot of dark shadows, and they hire me to just spiritually take care of them, to nurture them. And it is a lovely way for me to meet new people in a sexual way as well, which is just a delight for me.
We've both got lovely energies. That's nice to hear. Are you picking up any energy from Sherlock Holmes 2000?
I'm picking up. Hello, thank you so much for being here today. Wow, you've got quite a heavy past.
Heavily erotic past. Yes.
Oh wow. Is there a sorry? The spirits are asking me to ask you. Is there a Mrs. Sherlock?
There is not. Amazing. I am a lifelong bachelor.
Oh wow.
Do you mean gay?
No, I mean I've never had sex.
You've never had sex?
Correct, Callum. I'm on the hunt. The hunt for some pussy.
Oof. Shall we do a quiz?
Absolutely.
Wow. What an intense energy.
Question number one. Which two English soccer teams will contest the 2022 FA Cup final next weekend? Where are we? We're at the 9th of May as we record this. Which two English soccer teams will contest the 2022 FA Cup final next weekend? Do you follow?
I was told there'd be no
soccer.
Sports.
I want to say soccer.
Yeah, yeah. Football.
So I'm guessing that's a no then.
Yeah.
Did you play sports at school or anything?
I was a great runner. I did a lot of running from bullies.
Yeah.
And
you don't mean cross country.
No.
As a sport.
No,
you just mean you
just
had
cross
to run.
School. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Across assembly hall, across, yep. You know, classes, that kind of thing.
Okay. So it's a no then.
Yeah. But I'm going to say C. Lock in C. Okay.
Well, let's see if we get any assistance from the Brains Trust. It's very hard to find an Englishman who doesn't follow football, follow soccer. So, Sherlock Holmes, I'm assuming here that you would know like what channel it's on, when the FA Cup can be watched from here in Melbourne, and which teams are playing.
A very curious conundrum indeed, Callum.
Mm.
Although, am I English? The previous Sherlock Holmes was English, but where am I from? Another mystery.
Well, your accent is sort of, it's a pretty good clue, isn't it?
Yeah,
like if Hobart. You've got an English accent.
Possibly.
Or Hobart.
Is this an English accent?
Yes. Or maybe Transylvanian, I'm not sure.
Who knows, Kylan?
Okay, well, if we put that aside for 1 second, which two English soccer teams will contest the 2022 FA Cup final next weekend? Do you follow the soccer?
Another puzzle.
But it's a very simple one, isn't it? Because it's just a question about your life.
I think
and whether
the answer lies in the word football, a sport played with feet, but also balls. Yes. Now okay. We're getting somewhere, Kylam.
We seem to be further away. And we used to be on C.
I'm learning a lot.
Rebecca Merkin. Yeah.
Hello.
Has soccer made it to LA? I mean, it's a little bit over there, isn't it?
Truly,
Doesn't David Beckham play for Miami?
I did briefly work with the Beckhams.
Did you?
I did. They are actually the instigator for me opening up my marriage with my second husband, Richard.
Dick Merkin?
Dick Merkin. you know.
Doctor Dick Merkin, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm actually quite a fan of the Merkin dynasty. So this is a really special moment for me to be in your presence.
You have a very fantastic intuition. I really think that you should look into that more. But I did work with the Beckhams, and whilst there, I did witness some soccer being played, and quite a violent sport, I would say. But if you would like, I could maybe cross over to the other side and see.
I would love that.
Okay. I'm going to cross over now and just speak with the energy of soccer.
I didn't know you could speak to a sport. This is amazing.
It's an energy thing. If you don't, if you're shut off, see, you're too negative and now they're not talking to me because of your negativity.
I fucked it.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get back.
I could have had it all.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Bloody Callum Wheaty. Typical.
But which two English soccer teams will contest the 2022 FA Cup final? Next week.
What do you reckon, guys? The Hawks and the I'm gonna say
Liverpool is in England.
Ah, yes, Liverpool, and also the town of London is in England.
Yes, the West End, the cast of Cats.
Liverpool and the cast of Cats.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, great.
Let's do that.
Shooting for a high score today. Yeah. Question number two: the forint, F-O-R-I-N-T, is the national currency of multiple choice. Poland, Hungary, or Malta? Where can you spend some forint? Poland, Hungary, or Malta? I haven't been to any of those countries, Charlie. No. Have you travelled to them before?
No, I have not, but I have a feeling that, I was going to say Shakespeare, but Sherlock Holmes 2000 might have been to Europe.
Oh, yes, my friend. I have traversed many back streets of the continent, as they say.
Have you been to Poland, Hungary, or Malta, though?
All three, Kylam.
Oh, and did you buy anything while you were there?
Not a single thing, Kylam. I
managed
didn't
to
even
make your
eat.
Way through the country.
The only thing I took while I was there was crack cocaine, which I have a crippling addiction to. It is my one weakness.
But the forint is the national currency of A, Poland, B, Hungary, or C, Malta. Have you worked with any stars from the continent, Rebecca Merkin?
I don't tend to remember names or faces. I recognize energies when I, and yours is still quite negative, I have to say. Maybe try getting some sunlight on your butthole or something. That might help.
I never considered that as a way of adjusting my energy.
How do you begin your day?
Well, not by showing my ass to the sun.
Okay, well, that explains a lot here. Charlie, I believe you do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I can sense that about
There's
you.
A term for it, isn't there? Yawning or?
Yawning.
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 I might have made that up, but it feels
it
right.
It feels right.
Yeah, yeah.
As does the sun. On
I
the
do
end
love
of
yawning. Isn't a yawny what you might wear a merkin on?
Possibly.
They're all connected.
Regardless, I am partial to a yawn to start my day.
I didn't think you were partial to a yawn.
Yes, yawn, the most erotic member of that young trio of comedians.
Oh, you're a fan of Tripod, are you?
Oh, yes.
Sherlock Holmes 2000.
Oh, yes. They are part of my favorite show.
Skit House. Yeah, it's a great show. So good to have you here. Updated for the new generation. But the forint is the national currency of A, Poland, B, Hungary, or C, Malta. We can just have a guess here.
I'm leaning towards Malta. What do you guys reckon? Good vibes?
Your intuition is so spot on, I would say.
Do you want to put Malta?
Let's say Malta.
Question number three. The 2021 film The Lost Daughter, starring Olivia Colman, is based on a novel by pseudonymous Italian.
I love pseudonymous.
Italian novelist Elena
Who?
The 2021 film The Lost Daughter, starring Olivia Colman, is based on a novel by pseudonymous Italian novelist Elena Who?
That sentence was quite upsetting to hear. You did very well with it.
Thank you very much.
Your energy is slightly higher now.
The Lost Daughter. So stars Olivia Colman. Love Olivia Colman.
Written by an Italian plesiosaurus.
yes. Called Elena.
Elena.
Someone.
Okay. I mean, what would a dinosaur's surname be, you know? I feel like it's going to be...
Have you ever worked with Olivia Colman?
I have. I have.
Thought so.
There is definitely a patient confidentiality that I will happily break for you now.
Thank you.
She wanted help in reaching her great-great-grandfather.
Oscar.
Oscar Coleman just to check in and say hey. And that's also where the beginning of my open relationship began with Ms. Coleman.
Yep. You keep trying to drag us back to your open relationship there, don't you?
Oh,
it seems like it's something
it
that
feels
you really
quite organic the way how it's coming up.
But the 2021 film The Lost Daughter, starring Olivia Coleman, is based on a novel by pseudonymous Italian novelist Elena who?
I want to say Dietrich.
You want to put Dietrich?
Yeah.
Like Marlena?
Yeah.
You picking up anything from that, from the Dietrich line? Does that feel right to you, Rebecca?
Charlie, I do believe that you have the gift, and I believe that anything you say today will be correct because I think your heart and your soul are open, as is your relationship.
It could be.
Oh,
it could be. I'm open to opening.
All right. We will keep chatting.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Question number four. In America, it is known as a corn dog. What alliterative name starting with D does it go by in Australia? In America, it's known as a corn dog. What is it here?
I'm so excited because I genuinely know this one.
Is that so? Do you go to a lot of American fairs? Do you have a lot of corn dogs?
I do. They're deeply haunted. And It is truly a lovely way to spend the time. And also to meet people who work at carnivals who are very strong, can lift you up, and mainly open.
Yeah.
It's a Dagwood dog. It's a Dagwood dog.
Oh, so you know it's a Dagwood dog. So your love of fairs and corn dogs stretches beyond the shores of America.
Absolutely. Anytime. Do you not visit a fair by the seaside in any town that you are in?
Oh, I love a fair. I love an Australian. Like, you go down there and you have all the delights and like a twisted potato on a stick, chip on a stick. But I don't know what they call chip on a stick in LA. Like,
a chip tornado.
It's a chip tornado.
It's a chip tornado.
Okay, great. But you know, Dagwood,
you don't need to have an affair if you open your relationship.
Charlie, you and I are going to get brunch.
Have you ever gnawed down on a Dagwood, Sherlock Holmes 2000?
Indeed, Callum. However, there is another alliterative name for a Dagwood dog. Can anybody guess it?
Well, I guess Dagwood dog, so.
Ah, not beginning with a D, beginning with a P.
A Pluto pop?
Correct.
Yeah.
Your prize is to take my virginity.
Ooh,
lucky you.
I am open, but I do have standards. But thank you so much, Sherlock.
You're not open to opening your relationship to Sherlock Holmes 2000?
I believe I would break you as a man.
I'll put Dagwood dog. Question number five. True or false, most frogs have teeth?
I've never thought about that.
This has to be a trick, surely. I would say, of course they have teeth. Yes?
You want to put true?
I want to say true.
Incorrect.
So
I'll have you know.
So have you had sex with something
before?
That a frog
gives a very good blowjob.
With teeth?
Without.
Without teeth.
Correct.
Okay.
And so do the frogs not have teeth, or are they just being polite?
Yeah, maybe they just have good lip control.
The question here really is, do you believe, it's now would I lie to you, basically.
Yeah.
Do you believe Sherlock Holmes 2000?
I don't think I've ever believed a human being less in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to believe, even if I think that they don't have teeth, that makes me sad.
I like the idea of a little frog giving you a smile with a full set of teeth.
So true?
I'm going to say true.
Okay.
I'm willing it to be true.
Question number six, which singer links the albums Like a Prayer, Ray of Light, and Madam X? Charlie, wheelhouse, surely.
Madonna?
Surely. We'll put Madonna.
Take that question mark out of the end of that word, please.
Well, after the frog teeth question, it's like, is this all trick questions? You know, you can't never be too sure, Rebecca.
But maybe if someone knows the answer to the frog teeth question straight away, the Madonna one might be tricky.
Yeah.
However,
kind of. God. Yes?
I do know who Madonna is. She's a singer, and she's also in Austin Powers, the funniest movie to have ever been released.
Who did she play in Austin Powers?
She sang a song for it, and the film clip has Austin Powers in it.
So was she in Austin Powers? Or
technically
she
part of the Austin Powers universe.
The Austin Powers cinematic universe.
Yes.
Question number seven. Name the recently re-elected president of France. You've been to the continent, Sherlock Holmes.
Correct.
You travelled around all the time.
Correct.
Saving the pennies.
Correct.
Do you remember stopping off in France at all?
I have, on occasion, visited France, yes.
Did you meet Poirot 2000 when you went to France? Oh, he's from Belgium, isn't he?
I wouldn't know, Callum. I don't
read. Oh, you don't know Poirot?
I don't read books, Callum. I'm from the year 2000. We watch television.
Well, terrific news. Poirot has been made into endless television series, as have you,
but is
Sherlock.
It a boring old person television show, or is it a cool young person television show like Charmed?
I'd say it's not very much like Charmed, most of the Poirot series. Have you ever seen the Poirot series, Rebecca
I
Merkin?
Haven't. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV? You don't have a TV in your home, I bet.
Do you find Charmed offensive? Like, does it make a mockery of what you do?
Thank you so much for being here. You've got a lovely energy. I understand where they were coming from, and truly it was an awakening for me that I wanted to explore this part of my spirituality and sexuality as well. And I think they did a fantastic job.
And did they open up at the same time for you, your sexuality and your spirituality?
Absolutely. I think it's always been there deep within, and then they kind of came to the surface, and then I took Richard aside and I said, we've got to open this puppy up.
Yeah.
And then I went to France.
Yes, I've seen the movie Ghosts. Ghosts have a tendency to make people very horny.
they do. Wow, you're
Casper, that little
insightful.
Twink, you know.
Oh, yes.
A deeply cursed little boy.
Yeah.
I sent him to the other side. He's at peace now.
Played by the young teen heartthrob, Deben Sauer.
Heartfrog, did you say?
Heartthrob.
Oh, okay. I knew you're into young heartfrogs, so I just wasn't sure.
Every frog I have had sex with, Callum, has been overweight. I have never.
But name the recently re-elected president of France. You said you've been through France there. Were you there during the election just the other week?
I wasn't. I was back home with my husband at the time, and we were just chatting and making love.
And making love at the same time.
We have a very busy schedule.
Yeah, you got to squeeze it all in, to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Your energy is peaking right now. That's really nice. That's your aura. It's very good.
It seems a lot like the auras shift when people agree with you. Yeah.
Well, I
think that's true of most spiritual people. Yeah.
When you're in tune with the universe, and if someone picks up on that, then they become in tune with the universe as well.
Yeah.
Yours weren't down.
Oh,
then,
Okay. Do you want to put Emmanuel Macron?
Yeah, let's say that. That was at the top of my head. That was what I was going to say.
You take Madonna, I'll take Emmanuel Macron. Question number 8. Which English nursery rhyme begins, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle? That's the way the money goes.
So we're trying to find the name of this one rather than complete the sentence. Is that right?
Yes, I think so. I just ended the sentence.
With an inflection.
Yeah. But it just says dot, dot, dot. So I didn't know what to do. I'll say it again. Which English nursery rhyme begins, half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle? That's the way the money goes.
Sex with a weasel.
Sex with a weasel. Is that the next lyric or the name of the...
Both, Callum.
Oh, it's the next lyric and the name of the
Much
nursery
in the
rhyme.
Same way as the hip-hop song Wannabe has the word wannabe featured many times.
Mm.
Sex with a weasel has the lyric sex with a weasel.
I do remember hearing about Sex with a Weasel. It's a very famous nursery rhyme
for children.
Yeah, because it was during the great weasel plague, and that they had to give children an incentive not to fornicate with the weasels.
Oh, so it wasn't a metaphor about
it was a warning.
It was a warning about having
sex with
the
weasel, sex with
more
the weasel,
animals.
We all fall down.
Also, when you have sex with a weasel, they go pop.
They explode from the plague.
Correct. Oh, not from the plague, no. From being too full. Like an overfilled water balloon on a tap.
Okay.
Yeah. Pop. I think we got it.
And would you say pop goes the weasel?
Correct.
Haunting. Do you want to put sex with a weasel or?
Yeah, sex with a weasel sounds about right. Or I was going to say, like, is it, what's her name, Madame Tuffet on a buffet?
Oh,
or?
The eating curds and whey.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, it's kind of
recipe
based.
I did try, Kylum.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Sherlock Holmes 2000 may have inadvertently given you the answer earlier. I think it might be Pop.
Pop goes the Weasel.
Ah, Pop Goes the Weasel. Let's do it.
Do you want to put Pop Goes the Weasel?
Let's do it.
Question number 9. In the biblical book of Genesis, who were the first two sons of Adam and Eve? You read the Bible, Charlie?
I actually have dabbled in the good word. It was good.
Was it good?
Not great.
No.
Yeah, I think there's a reason they don't call it the great word. No. Bible, yeah.
Just the good Bible.
Cain and Abel, the name Cain of the Abel? Son. Yeah.
And so did you read the Bible?
Yeah, I was beaten with it many a time at Catholic school.
Oh, you went to Catholic school.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean Genesis was kind of
funky.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. It's kooky.
It was a rollicking story.
Yeah, you take what you want from it and roll with it.
I find it when you get to that, was it the third chapter, Numbers?
Yeah.
It? Where it's essentially just a list of people who are related.
Yeah, absolutely. Corinthians is, you know.
Really sort of lets down the book a bit.
It's a weird spin-off.
I find. Are you religious, Sherlock Holmes 2000?
I am not. I am far too intelligent to believe in such trivial things.
Oh, yeah.
What do you believe in? Are you a spiritual man?
I believe...
What do you believe in?
In the power of the mind.
Ooh. You kind of believe in the power of the mind.
But not in a good way.
Oh, but not in, okay. All right. That felt like a slap in the face. That's fine. Have you ever had any experience with the other side, with entities, with energies, with being men? Open? With
I am a virgin on both holes, my famous hole and my bum hole, unfortunately.
Yes, that's famously what people mean when they said, have you been to the other side?
Correct.
Yeah, have you slept with a man?
Have you been bummed off? And no, I have not. Nor have I bummed anybody else off, unfortunately.
I'll put Cain and Abel. Question number 10. Which billionaire businessman is set to take over the social media platform Twitter? Which billionaire businessman is set to take over the social media platform Twitter? Rebecca Merkin, are you on Twitter? You're on social medias?
I'm sure you'd be online. The internet, but I do have...
Facebook would be more your scene, I imagine.
Absolutely. I have 500 followers on my Facebook page.
Well done.
Which is very exciting.
What do you post for them? Do you put up sort of inspirational quotes or is it you in a filter?
I have a Canva account and I put up pictures of myself maybe walking towards a sunset and
I'll have
something that I've said and then my name underneath it.
Yeah, to claim.
To claim it.
And some of the things that you might have said, some of the big inspirational quotes, I imagine they're really massive, like deep thinking.
Open your heart and soul like your marriage.
Rebecca Merkin.
Rebecca Merkin. Never let Richard tell you no.
Rebecca Merkin. Yeah.
Look out. They're behind you, Rebecca Merkin.
One was just your PayPal information. And you
can... use that however you wish, whatever guides you in that direction there.
And a bit of Farmville, I saw. You love a bit of Farmville on Facebook.
It's, you know, it is, you know, when you're tapped in so much to the spiritual realm, you've got to wind down in some way. A lot of single dads on Farmville as well.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes 2000. I imagine you're on social media like Friendster or MySpace.
Correct. And although I do notice that you're all so impressed by my intelligence that you are trying to speak with codes. Twitter, Facebook. A conundrum that will be figured out within the hour.
We've only got a few minutes left. So which billionaire businessman is set to take over the social media platform Twitter?
Let's go Elon Musk.
I'll lock in Elon Musk. That's 10 questions.
Hooray.
How do you feel you did?
I reckon we smashed it. I sense that we don't even need to see the answers because I feel like Rebecca can verify that we smashed every single one of them.
Yeah, I reckon you smashed it as well. Let's find out. Question number one was, which two English soccer teams will contest the 2022 FA Cup final? You said Liverpool and the cast of Cats, but it's Chelsea and Liverpool.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, spirits, for guiding me despite Kyron's negativity.
And I'm sure there is someone called Chelsea in the cast of Cats, so we are, like, not incorrect.
It's like half a point.
I'll give you half a point. The forint is the national currency of Hungary, not Malta. The 2021 film The Lost Daughter stars Olivia Colman and is based on Italian novelist Elena Ferrante. But in Australia, the corn dog goes by the name the Dagwood Dog.
Thank you, Spirit of the Carnival. Yes.
Giving you your first full point. It is indeed true that most frogs have teeth.
Oh.
Point for you there.
Makes me wonder if you've ever actually met a frog.
It's possible that all the frogs I've met were very old and decided to take their teeth out when engaging in the act of, to borrow a phrase from the Italians, fellatio. That means a sack off.
Madonna links the albums Like a Prayer, Ray of Light and Madam X. Emmanuel Macron, recently re-elected president of France. Half a pound of tuppenny rice, half a pound of treacle. So begins the English nursery rhyme, Pop Goes the Weasel. In the biblical book of Genesis, Adam and Eve's first two sons were named Cain and Abel. And it is indeed...
he was able to be murdered by his brother. A pun column, wordplay.
And as I was about to say, Elon Musk is the billionaire who is set to take over the social media platform Twitter, giving you 7 out of 10.
Wow.
Actually 7.5 because of the Liverpool thing.
Holy.
That is much better than I thought.
Yeah.
That's a remarkable effort. Well done.
Thank you.
Sherlock, I think a lot of that was you.
Much down to Sherlock Holmes 2000.
Correct. When you are dealing with a brain of this size... you can't help but get a great score. That's what they always say. That's how every single one of the books about me, which has turned into a television TV show.
Yeah.
Charmed.
Well, thank you for being here, Sherlock Holmes 2000.
You're welcome, Kylan. Or should I say, Moriarty?
I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not Moriarty.
How well the search continues.
Do you have any other nemesis in your life other than Moriarty?
The mailman, the lady at the shop, every woman I have ever met, every woman I am yet to meet, my mother, my father, my brother, who all call me Roger. It's not my name. I'm a reincarnation.
Anyone else?
Not that I can think of right now, although...
No comedians?
Comedians.
No improvisers? No actors?
I don't work with comedians, Callum. I only work with mystery makers.
Okay, so like writers, would you say? Do you know any writers who would be
yes, the man who wrote Sherlock Holmes, the original series. I don't know his name because I don't read books.
Well, Sherlock Holmes 2000, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Callum.
And Rebecca Merkin. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
It's good luck with Dick.
Thank you.
Both your husband and your open marriage. Little joke
thank
there.
Thank you so
little
much.
Little pun there, Sherlock.
Was it?
Yes.
It's a very newfangled word. I'm not sure it's hit the 2000s yet.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a very old word then. Because 2000 is the current generation of cool cats and cool kids.
I'm going to hold a seance for you.
Thank you very much. I hope you find me a beautiful ghost girlfriend, the equivalent of Devon Sawa.
Sorry, Rebecca. Thank you for being here and you know, taking time out of your busy sex life.
Thank you.
And spiritual life, really.
No, I
sit amongst our energies.
It and you know it was complex. You're just regular people. That's fine. But it was lovely to be here, and to experience most of your energies. Mm. You were so scary to me, and
that was directed at Kylan. For the listening audience who cannot see where she was looking, she was saying that to Kylan, the threatening host.
And the person who has the power to cut things out of the edit.
That's sure who she said you it to. Will, murderer.
Good luck with the Merkin trade.
Thank you.
Is it a booming biz?
Absolutely. I think especially in this post-COVID world, people are just grabbing for Merkins, you know, but that's more my father's side. I just, you know, lay back on that trust fund of Merkin money and keep doing what I'm doing, which is communicating with
your followers on Facebook.
Absolutely. The 500 of them. Mm. It's 498, but we will get there.
Wow. Who's, rounding up. Who's some of the top of the 498 followers that you've got on Facebook?
I've recently had to unfortunately block one follower, Frankie McNair. They were far too into it. They were liking everything and they were commenting saying, "Oh, I enjoy your small business. Look at you go, well done." And it was just far too kind.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
It's devastating for Frankie, but thank you for being here, Rebecca Merkin.
Thank you so much.
See how easy that was, Sherlock Holmes 2000? And Charlie, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on 7.5 out of 10.
Thank you. I'm very impressed. I couldn't have done it without these incredible people. You know, and as I said, it really is an honor to be here, supported by the Merkin dynasty and
Genius of Sherlock Holmes 2000.
And nobody else. Are you going on the road? Are you taking your show?
Yes, I'm about to go to Sydney for the Sydney Comedy Festival. And
what are the dates there?
I'm there May 19th to 22nd at the Factory Theatre, which will be a lot of fun.
Great.
And at some point in August, me and your great nemesis, Frankie McNair, famed supporter of the underdog. So I can understand why that was, you know, quite demonizing for you and you had to block them. But
it just felt condescending.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, Frankie and I will be heading to London sometime soon to take our shows overseas and possibly also Edinburgh. But keep your eyes peeled.
Listen out for that if you're in the UK. That's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.